With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. Arguments were heard at the Supreme Court today on whether Donald Trump was immune from prosecution for actions taken while president around January 6th. Trump attorney D. John Sauer says without absolute immunity, the powers of the president would be severely limited in a number of areas.
Things like the exercise of the appointment and removal power, things like his ability to speak directly to the American public, core exercises of his authority under the recommendations clause to recommend to Congress, members of Congress, the measures he thinks necessary and expedient.
While Supreme Court Justice Sonia Sotomayor asked Sauer if he's trying to persuade them that any president can break the law without fear of prosecution.
That a president is entitled not to make a mistake, but more than that, a president is entitled for total personal gain to use the trappings of his office. That's what you're trying to get us to hold. Without facing criminal liability.
Former U.S. Senator Jim Talent of Missouri says the anti-Israel demonstrations happening on college campuses are being exacerbated by the fact that most of the protesters lack any knowledge of Middle East history.
I think it's a combination, though, of ignorance and arrogance, because if you're ignorant, you don't know anything, and if you're arrogant, you won't learn anything. And I think that's a situation. Plus, the fact that that the universities are refusing to exercise authority.
Senator Talent was interviewed on the Salem Radio Network. New York's highest court has overturned movie mogul Harvey Weinstein's rape conviction and has ordered a new trial. Weinstein is already serving a 16-year prison term for another conviction. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 375 points. This is SRN News. Evangelicals weigh in on the issues.
A new poll released by Coral Ridge Ministries asks believers to select three most pressing concerns for the Biden administration. Immigration was the most frequently mentioned issue. 56% of respondents put it in their top three. Second on the list was America's sovereignty, followed by abortion. And what issue poses the greatest threat to the country right now? The vast majority of CRM poll respondents say open borders. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Lawmakers in several Democratic-leaning states are now working on legislation to punish libraries that prevent children from obtaining pornographic books. The Washington and Maryland legislatures have already passed such measures, as did Illinois last year. The statutes would withdraw state funding from any library that removes a book because a parent complains about its content. Moms and dads are challenging sexually explicit books. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Stocks closed lower on worries about a potentially toxic cocktail for financial markets, one where inflation remains stubbornly high, but the economy's growth flags. A sharp drop for Meta Platforms, one of Wall Street's most influential stocks, also dragged the market lower. Treasury yields climbed after the government reported that inflation remained hotter than forecast during the first 3 months of the year. The economy's growth also slowed more than expected. The Dow was down 375 points to finish at 38,085. The NASDAQ lost 101 points to 15,611. The S&P 500 dropped 23 to 5048. New York oil rose 76 cents to $83.57 per barrel. With the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.